For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's one of our favorite times of the week right here, right now, because the big boy is on the line. This is... We really do need to do work up an intro for Cabali. We have so many great quotes from him. That too. I mean, we're using the pause before the guy even gets on the air. This is incredible.
That's his intro.
Dr. Cabali, you were just way bigger than this. I just saw you on the McAfee show. You better be just as good and give us everything you gave him. What was the most incendiary thing you told him?
I cannot hear you. Joe, I cannot hear you.
He can't hear
Hello?
Me?
What? Now I can hear you. For
okay.
The first 2 minutes, I couldn't hear you.
Well, to recap very quickly, you were just on the McAfee show. That's how big you've become. And I want the best thing that you gave him, I want you to give to me. What was the most incendiary thing you just said on that show?
I don't know. Let me think here. This was out of the blue. I was literally laying on the couch almost napping when I got the FaceTime. What did he ask me? I'm probably incendiary. I can't even say that word. See, I don't do that anymore, Joe. I'm a happy-go-lucky, positive person.
No way. They were asking you about Russell Wilson. You asked the big – play the question for him. Play his own question for him to refresh his memory. Here's Cabali's question and Tomlin's answer. Do you have that, City Limits?
The quarterback position is a little bit of a national topic. When healthy, is Russell still your QB1?
I'm not going to soothe you with hypothetical scenarios. It is my general practice to not. You guys that know me know I do not.
All right, we heard all that. Listen, I just wrote this morning. This is absolutely a quarterback dilemma, controversy, quandary, whatever you want to call it. He's not even saying Wilson's going to be his guy when he's healthy. If Fields plays great, he's going to keep playing. Do you agree or disagree?
I think he's going to keep playing until Russell's 100% healthy. I think that will happen. I mean, if he's 80%, 90%, I think they can defer still to Justin Fields. But when Russell's healthy, he's going back in there, Joe.
No,
I mean,
no, he's not.
All you want.
No,
he's going
not.
Back in.
Nope.
He's going in.
Justin Fields beats the Broncos to go to 2-0, throws for 3 touchdowns, runs for 80 yards. He had games like that in Chicago. He had back-to-back games of 4 touchdown passes each last year. He has a great game this weekend. I don't care if Russell Wilson's healthy. I think they'll come back with Fields. You don't?
Well, they'll come back with Fields because they'll say just Russell's not 100%, which might be it. But the Steelers are not going to put him in a situation to throw 3 touchdowns for 100 yards. They're going to do much of the same. Just try not to lose this game.
Well, however you define great game, I think it's reasonable to think they might open up a little bit. He hardly had any prep time last week.
Except for like the 4 weeks he had at training camp and preseason, and he did have all Thursday, all Friday, and now Saturday too. So I think he had plenty of time. I mean, Justin did what he needed to do. You got to give him credit for that.
Oh, I don't think he was great the other day. That's not my point.
Yeah.
All right, so you're on the record then.
Yeah.
No matter what Justin Fields does this weekend. If Russell Wilson is cleared to play, he's playing the next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think,
all right.
Well, cleared to play, I think now that could be where it becomes tricky here. They could say, okay, he had this good game. Let's make sure he's 100% healthy and give him that extra week type of situation rather than, hey, you know what, this might be a 3-week injury. We're on week 3. Let's give him that 4th week. But when he's 100%, they deem him 100%. He's back in there.
Well, you and I think very differently on that. If Justin Fields is then 3-0 with 2 really good games under his belt, he could, of course.
That's insane.
And that would change everything if Fields stinks, right? Of course, or if he's just average. But what if he's really good? The notion of them putting Russell Wilson back in, a guy they have no commitment to, no history with, no emotional attachment, no financial attachment, I disagree with you. but we can disagree. Well, we're big boys.
They have no emotional financial attachment to Justin Fields.
I think Tomlin, well, he's building one because he's actually now would have played games for him. And if we're talking about a Fields who's 2-0 or 3-0, plus this is a guy that he absolutely loved coming out of the draft. And frankly, it's the guy he's worked with most. You just said it, since the beginning of August, end of July.
Yeah, but Joe, I'm telling you right now, you saw how this offense worked on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
It was built for Russell Wilson. It was built to run the ball. It was built to convert third downs. It was built to play action, throw the ball deep, and nobody throws the ball deeper or better deep balls than Russell Wilson. It's not put your defense in bad situations. Better, basically put, Russell Wilson is a better version of what you saw of what Justin Fields did the other day.
Okay, but if you're in love with the run game, then I would imagine it at least entices you to have maybe the best running quarterback in football running the show.
I just don't think he what was his longest run the other day? 7 yards?
You know what I mean, though.
He got stopped on the 4th and 1.
He did because there was mass confusion. Don't confuse what I'm saying. As Russell, as Fields played great the other day. Don't confuse that.
Oh, I think he played well enough to win, and you got to give him a ton of credit for that. But I think Russell Wilson provides them something a little bit more stability, a little bit more of, okay, we can open this up a little bit. It looked like in that first 2 to 3 quarters, they just wanted to make sure Justin Fields wasn't going to lose the game for him. That's what it felt like to me.
Well, what about the end of the half with 32 seconds left? They let him throw
a bomb. That's a smart call. I mean, you have a no-lose situation there. I thought it was a nice scheme play where you roll to the left and throw back to the right. You have nothing to lose there. You made the throw, but I thought the call was great too.
This is absolutely incredulent that you and I disagree on this. It almost sounds like
me and Shelty, you and Shelty talking here. Whatever you say disagrees, right?
My buddy City Limits thinks Justin Fields should be named the starter right now today. He's even gone even further than me. Go ahead, City Limits. Make your case to the big boy.
Living in the moment.
Oh, Kabali, I've been saying this for weeks. And,
You also said the Pirates are going to make the playoffs. So where how can I trust you?
Oh, he just hit you with a hard one. That hurt.
Especially coming from the guy who likes to send videos of bridges collapsing and everything else when the Pirates lose games. Cavalli loves sending that.
This was in May. I told you they were done.
Speaking of bridges, doesn't Crowley have to walk over a bridge because he lost the bet to Pony? Doesn't he have to do that?
He's backing out. He said he's going to donate $200 or something to a charity. I don't know how that's on equal to walking across in the thong.
Mark, but I base my Justin Fields thoughts on a couple of different factors. One being that I wonder how much that Russell Wilson really does have left in the tank. It does make me wonder because of the thoughts that everything that the Seattle former players have said and how disastrous it was with Sean Payton and all the comments from people out in Denver and they don't really like him, whatever. Okay, that's a separate issue. But I wonder if Russell Wilson is that type of guy in this type of offense to be able to be what Arthur Smith wants him to be. And what I mean by that is, how much mobile is he? With the calf injury, not very. Justin Fields brings a running dynamic, and he's got a strong arm. He's not as accurate, I'll admit that. But don't you want to see Justin Fields, a 25-year-old young quarterback, when you're trying to build for the future, where if Russell Wilson lights the world on fire, you got to pay him $40 million, and if he sucks, he's gone? Either way, I don't see the Steelers bringing him back because of the amount of money it's going to cost. Or
this is quite a soliloquy from the young fellow, isn't it?
He lost me about 5 minutes ago.
What a surprise. All right, Mark, then respond.
I'm trying to think which question you want, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 there, if there was a question. How about just boil this down to very, as Mike Tomlin once said, I have no idea what you just said. What was your question here? I can't remember.
What was your question, Limits? That was like an 8-minute soliloquy.
Well, first it was a definition of my point, and the question ultimately was, why not just rip the Band-Aid off now? Let Justin Fields be the guy because of his youth, his abilities, and you potentially could keep him for a long time. That's why Tomlin traded for him.
Well, first of all, you want to win right now. Who cares about next year? How about next March? Somebody, he is a free agent, you know. come March.
I'm aware.
So how about somebody else gives him $20 million and he says, I'm going over here. It's a better team, better opportunity. See ya. I mean, you have to worry about today. If you don't know anything about Tomlin, what he said yesterday, he's not worried about tomorrow. He's worried about winning today. And I still believe Russell Wilson gives him the best chance to win today. And by the way, you're talking about all the criticism from Denver and Seattle. How many days has it been since Mark Schlereth has it ripped on Russell Wilson? Are we at two yet? You like that one, didn't you?
That's Wait, fair. What's
fair? What's the significance of saying that? I don't get it.
Well, Mark Schlereth tends to rip on Russell Wilson every other day in the media. It's just constant. I'm just
Oh yeah. No, I've heard that. There's no reason. Listen, I'm a Russell Wilson guy too. I hope he does get his chance, and I think he is better than Justin Fields. But as I observe,
it's a good week for you, Joe.
What?
Jalen Warren didn't play. Russell Wilson.
Yes, and it was very hard on me. I know. What I'm saying is, I'm a Russell Wilson backer, but I'm watching this with my own two eyes. You asked the question yesterday. Why didn't Tomlin just say yes? He's still the guy if he's healthy.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care what he says to us or to anybody else.
I disagree 1,000,000% with that. He's unbelievably calculated in what he says to the media every week. He knew going in he was going to get those questions, and he didn't say yes.
Well, I thought I would give him an opportunity to be able to set the record straight. Because you know how that happens sometimes, Joe. Coaches don't like to say anything unless it's brought up. They don't want to bring it up just on their own.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd put it on a platter for him to either squash it or say anything. And he just decided to say, none of your business, basically, right? He's been doing that for 18 years. I mean, I probably should have known he wasn't going to say. You know, sometimes he would say, Russell's still QB1, and it would have been it. I mean, but, you know, he lives in this little bubble. He doesn't care what Stephen A. Smith or Joe Starkey says. He just doesn't care.
All right. Well, let's move on. We have the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Also covers Cubbles. He covers WWE.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Don't you? Is that true?
Yeah, I have a meeting with them here in a couple hours, so figure out some other stuff I got to do. So
this is a very exciting time in your life.
Master of none.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, give me a couple guys who you thought played, other than the obvious. T.J. Watt played great. I thought Najee had a good game and Pickens had a good game. Give me a couple other guys who had a really good game and then a couple guys who struggled and need to pick it up.
Well, I think Zach Frazier goes without saying, as a rookie, first start, more than held his own. He was quite impressive.
Did you see Baldinger breaking down the tape on Zach Frazier where he was just...
I did not, but he normally does a very good job.
Oh, he was sending people to the ground. 8 times he put somebody on the ground, but go ahead.
Yeah, first start, plus you didn't have your guard next to him who Samalu would help him out a ton if he was in there, so you can't complain about that at all. I mean, I think Pickens, man, I wasn't expecting that type of performance from him, so you got to give him a bunch of credit here. Arthur Smith, I thought, did very well, being able to incorporate his plan using 3 and 4 tight ends extremely well. I think Michael Pruitt might be a guy that didn't get a lot of notoriety, but he's a pretty doggone good blocker in that run game as well. I thought he played well, not so well. Cam Hayward, I would say, but Cam, I think, just needs to get ramped up a little bit because he missed so much. He barely took any reps in preseason or even training camp. I think that's just he has to build himself up, so I wouldn't read too much into that. I thought Patrick Queen did what he could do. I mean, it's not a guy that made a ton of plays, but he was in the right position, I thought, a lot. And the guy that I thought was surprising, again, on the flip side there, Joe, is Peyton Wilson. I wasn't anticipating him getting the number of snaps that he did over a Landon Roberts. So those are some of the positives. It's a little disappointing with Cam Johnson. I think that's a huge loss.
Yeah, man, that really was. Now, I know you hate Pro Football Focus, but they gave Patrick Queen a horrible grade, said he missed a bunch of tackles, and they gave Cam a really good grade.
Really? I didn't really notice a bunch of missed tackles, but I did see a bunch of average play from Roquan Smith in Baltimore. I thought that was supposed to be, I thought that he was supposed to be, didn't need a guy like Patrick Queen, so I thought that was interesting. I mean, the least of my worries is Patrick Queen. I mean, to be honest with you, the least of my worries. They didn't play Beanie Bishop a ton until late, so I wouldn't say one way or another on him. Hey, I thought the coaching staff did well, and I think Arthur Smith did well. And you know what? He's not mentioned much, but Terrell Austin put together a nice little plan there to be able to.
Yes, I agree with that. Him and Tomlin. Him and Tomlin both had a very good plan.
Yeah.
All right, big boy, how about some free association? You ready for that?
All right.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 85 today. And sunny. Jaylen Warren. Number of touches this week, didn't appear to be fully himself. How about 9.5 over-under touches?
You know what, Joe? I'm not going to do free association on this, but he did have 30 snaps, so he couldn't have been that hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to say under. I'm a little curious and see how Arthur Smith's going to use two running backs. He's normally a one running back type of guy. Maybe he's just not going to use Jaylen as much. I don't know, but I'll go under.
Pat Freiermuth will have a more impactful game than he had. Yes or no?
I'd say no, based on the quarterback.
Steelers will win this game.
Yeah, I just think Denver stinks.
Yeah, I agree with that. Somebody other than George Pickens will make an actual play at wide receiver.
Once again, based on the quarterback situation here, I think Van Jefferson might have the best opportunity, so I would put him in that possibility of making a significant catch.
Which was the worst Artie Smith call last week? George Pickens on an end-around or a screen pass to Van Jefferson that had Calvin Austin and George Pickens as your lead blockers?
I would say the end-around. Didn't that lose like 12 yards or something like that?
Yeah.
But you can't have Calvin Austin blocking anybody in that situation. So I doubt that will happen again of him out there during that situation.
We going to see Roman Wilson in this game?
I think you might. I think you might. Very limited, but I think you might see him for a handful of snaps.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali.
All right, Joe.
See you, buddy.
See you, Austin.
Goodbye, Mark. Isn't he a wonderful man? Huh?
He's an incredible man. He might even be an incurriculent one.
What do we have for one? I've been torn on this.
Well, it was supposed to be Zangrilli, but we moved him up.
He threw everything off. I think your wheel of ball here is in order. We've spent, 2 hours on the quarterbacks. I'm about quarterbacked out. I'm ready to take a little trip around the NFL. There are some interesting little tidbits out there, not the least of which is what's happening in Cleveland. Maybe a little Joe Burrow stuff. Let's do a wheel of ball, shall we?
Let's do it.
Thank you.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.